Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Cubs play at 1:20 today.
Yeah, so it'll be over before the 6:40 start.
So it's weird because you're wondering if the Cubs lose, do we take a sip of champagne before we go out and play?
And I guess it really doesn't matter what happens in the game, right? If you lose, they're still going to party.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
News Bunch of Money this morning at 6:13. Widely expected that it will get less expensive to borrow money. Federal Reserve meets again today, is expected to wrap its two-day conference by announcing a cut in the federal interest rate, benchmark rate that affects all other lenders, car loans, building loans, lines of credit, perhaps most significantly, mortgages. Elizabeth Schultz covers the economy for ABC News.
We have already seen, for example, mortgage rates come down from that high level of 8%. Now we're hovering closer to 6%. We've been talking to home buyers who have been eagerly awaiting this move from the Fed because it could signal that their monthly payments will finally be at least a little bit more affordable if mortgage rates keep going down from here on out.
Yeah. So if you do the math, though, like borrowing hundreds of thousands of dollars over 30 years, like your typical mortgage, right? If you're doing that at 8%, if these rates could push mortgage rates ultimately to a 5%. That's massive amounts of money.
Major.
For home buyers and for those who may want to refi.
Yep.
We're not going to get to that 5% with this particular cut, maybe. Schultz also said the Fed may be poised to continue lowering rates incrementally. So this would be the first in a series of cuts to come. So if you're thinking about a refi, do you hold off and wait?
Mm-hmm.
See where we're at next year. Of course, all the while you're paying at a higher rate than you could get. So
Correct. You're
going to have to do the math in your personal finances. Other interesting thing will be to see how Wall Street reacts as well. And that can affect your investments. So that, what are you seeing afternoon for that?
They have Jerome Powell supposed to hold a news this afternoon. So I would assume we'll hear about it before then.
Little leakage?
I think they're meeting on the East Coast too. So yeah, there'll be leakage. They're not in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where they've met before. So that might change just because of the time frame.
The rate highest it's been in 20 years. Again, that announcement from the Fed expected at some point today. 6:15, Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
All right, Vince, do you know what this sound is? Any idea?
Throwing the champagne on ice?
Ooh, a little bit. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Champagne bottles being put back on ice. Very good. I'm impressed with your ability to hear that.
I drink a lot.
Okay, it's back.
Yeah, we got it.
All right, got it. Okay.
Point made.
So a tough game Tuesday night against the Phillies. They fall 5-1. The Crew's offense just fisticuffed by Zach Wheeler, who's one of the best in the game, as Pat Murphy told us yesterday. Wheeler goes 7 innings, giving up just one run, an RBI triple by Garrett Mitchell. Frankie Montes, though, takes the loss. He did pitch well, though. 5 2/3, giving up 2 long balls, one to Nick Castellanos, the other to one of the best players in the league.
And the pitch, Harper to left center, deep, warning track, gone.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I was there. That one was a no-doubter.
Yeah, just like, right when he hit it.
That's not going to end well.
All right, so what does this all mean? Well, got some good news here. The Cubs were playing at the very same time at Wrigley, and right when the Brewers lost, so did the Cubs, 4-3 to the A's, which means we do have a new magic number to clinch the NL Central. Greg.
Just one.
Yes, it is one. So here's where it gets strange. The Cubs play this afternoon. So it's possible the Cubs could lose and the Brewers could clinch before the Brewers even play tonight. So who knows what happens? They got Aaron Nola tonight. He's another really good pitcher for the Phillies. So they could actually play tonight and lose and still celebrate after the game.
Yeah, I don't want to go in that way.
So what do you want to happen? You want the Cubs to win or lose? Kind of want to see the Cubs win, right? And then that way you...
Yeah, and I would think differently if this were late September, right? But the clinch is imminent. It's virtually...
Yeah, it's going to happen, right?
Okay.
They're going to win one game or the Cubs will lose one.
Yes, I want to go in winning. So I guess root for the Cubs to win. The Cubs are an irrelevancy at this point.
Yeah,
right?
They are. They're not a threat.
So want to go in winning for those guys to really celebrate. Because do you want to know before you take the field you're in, then go out there and get throttled by the Phillies?
But, I mean, it is a weeknight. It would be nice to know whether or not you want to celebrate after the game.
Give the wife a heads up. Hey, listen, we're going to be late at the yard tonight. I got to stay late at work tonight.
Yes. Anyway, same teams tonight, right here on WDTMJ.
Back on the road for the Green Bay Packers this weekend. How you feel about our kicking situation?
He's missed how many already? Two.
Team, of course, parting ways with Anders Carlson in favor of Braden Narveson, who's perfect on extra points but has missed a field goal in each of the team's opening games, including a 45-yarder Sunday. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked how patient he's going to be with his new leg.
Well, it's a better question for Goody, but from my perspective, I'd say pretty patient. You know, I like his mentality. I like his talent. And there's going to be some ups and downs. And hopefully, there's more ups and downs.
Hopefully. Better question for Goody, meaning general manager Brian Gutekunst, who does the personnel, says he feels better about this, but also added he's got to make that kick.
Yes.
45 yards. You made a good point. 40 yards is the new 50 yards is the new 40.
Right. People are cranking 50s all the time now.
Packers play in Nashville this weekend. Noon kick against the Titans.
Women's volleyball, Wisconsin defeats Marquette at the Kohl Center 3-1.
You can listen back to my webinar with Annex Wealth Management's chief economist, Brian Jacobson, and director of financial planning, Eric Strom. We talked about how the sunset of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act could affect tax planning and how the strategies that you use may make sense for you. We discussed similar moments in history where this has happened, options you might have to mitigate potential tax increases, and then also talked about the choices the federal government may have to delay or eliminate those increases in 2025. Really good conversation with a couple of smart guys, and then I was also there. Visit the Annex Wealth Management webinar page at WTMJ.com.
Schools are said to be closed today in Lebanon, and Hezbollah is promising a retaliation attack against Israel. Why? Because of what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack using pagers.
Thousands of devices detonated in Lebanon after receiving a message yesterday, killing at least 9 people and injuring nearly 3,000. Hezbollah saying as many as 11 of its members were killed. Israel has not claimed responsibility, but a source says Israel was working to perfect what's called a supply chain interdiction attack. Lebanon's Council of Ministers called the attack criminal Israeli aggression.
Yeah, now the number is said to be at least 11 people killed. So basically what had happened was Hezbollah had ordered pagers from a Taiwanese company months ago, who then also works with another company out of Hungary, and told its members, hey, start using these pagers.
I asked you this morning, who's still using pagers?
Right.
Easy answer. People who don't feel like they can use phones.
Can't trust the cell phones because there was a fear that the Israeli military was tracking their phones. So they used these pagers.
The Israeli press reported that the attack on the Hezbollah pagers was planned for several months, but that Israel moved up the timing after Hezbollah became suspicious. Arab press reports said pagers also exploded in Syria. Analysts said the attack moved Israel and Hezbollah closer to an all-out war that could become a regional conflict.
That's reporter Linda Gradstein there. We heard from ABC's Christiane Cordero earlier. So, yeah, Hezbollah now vowing revenge. There's video of this. You can see it. There's, like, security surveillance videos from grocery stores where you see a guy, like, get a buzz on his pager, looks at it, oh, I got a message, and then boom, it blows up, maiming some people, killing others, and others were just now injured because of it. So how did they do it?
These were not lithium-ion batteries cooking off. These were explosives.
That's ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard. He explains what may have been done here. The senior Lebanese sources are saying that these devices had been modified by Israel's spy service at the production level. So they got in early and injected some explosive material into the device after it received a code.
The Israelis likely saw an opportunity, bought up thousands of pagers, took them apart, inserted explosives, and then put them back on the market to sell directly to Hezbollah. And then using the radio frequencies that normally bring data into that pager, they simultaneously detonated all of the pagers.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, right now, Israel's saying, they're not saying anything.
No, we're hearing nothing from Israel.
But it sounds like from the reports we're hearing out of Israel, from the media and elsewhere, that, yeah, Israel was clearly involved. The number of people killed now said to be 11 or 12. That includes children. That's according to Lebanon. and approximately 300 remain critically wounded. What's amazing is, though, is Hezbollah's secrecy is gone. And that's what they kind of lived on. Families in Lebanon could have lived for years next to a member of Hezbollah without ever knowing their neighbor was part of the Iran-backed militant group. Well, not anymore if you're missing half of your armor, you're all scarred up because of something, you're holding something and it blew up on you and you're in the hospital now. Hey, what happened there, Jerry? Oh, I don't know. Well, it sounds like you may have bought something because you're part of the Hezbollah group.
I think that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that aspect of it. Problematic for the Israelis in that, you know, these things exploded in public places. And if there was collateral damage to other people, that doesn't help the narrative. That said, a brilliant strategy to not only injure those terrorists, but also to out them, to your point.
If it were all 100% foolproof,
right.
And there's some question about whether or not others were also on hand buying or purchasing or getting their hands on some of these pagers. But yeah, Hezbollah here thought they were going to evade military Israeli issues by not using cell phones. And here Israel, according to reports, popped them with these pagers.
News about your money this morning, WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down about 16 points. It's at 41,606. The NASDAQ up 36 to 17,628. And the S&P 500 finished Tuesday at 5635, up just about 1.5 points. Financial planning at every level. Annex Comprehensive Wealth, Annex Private Client, Annex Ignite. Details at annexwealth.com. The Brewers could know before they play tonight. We've got that in sports at 6:45.
A story that you will hear later today and likely again tomorrow is unnecessary and not really going to change your life. But it is one that always gets talked about because there's oftentimes a surprise. What I'm talking about is the National Toy Hall of Fame finalists.
Okay. Highly controversial every
finalists.
Year.
It's always like random ones like Uno. I think Tag was announced once, which didn't make sense.
Which is not a toy. So that shouldn't have been in.
So today at 10 a.m.
Oh, so you don't have the finalists?
They do not have it. That was my point to that.
Like, you can't work any sources on this? It's not leaked?
So I reached out to the Toy Hall of Fame people, and they would not break.
National security secrets leak.
Yeah.
This is not leaked.
Well, what does that tell you? How does that stuff
right, this is highly guarded. Or we're not doing a real good job.
Yeah, right. So my prediction will be the basketball might make the Toy Hall of Fame. It's always something that you'd think would already be in it, like the jump rope.
Okay, but are those toys or are they, you know, sports items, sports balls?
Okay, well, all right. Well, what about like a board game? Sometimes like Monopoly will be in
it. Yeah, right. Then that should be in the Game Hall of Fame, not the Toy Hall of Fame. Toys are Lincoln Logs.
No,
right? Toys are the top.
They got the gold jacket
toy,
already, right?
They're totally in there, right? And they're all, like, they're all waiting to see who's going to join them. All the Lincoln
and
Logs.
Do they have somewhere like
and the Tinker Toys?
Do they ever vote like some senior players in that didn't get in yet? You know what I mean? Who've missed the 5 year out, 10
right.
year out?
Yes, the Jacks have been here on the ballot year after year. They've never gotten in.
Maybe this year. We're hearing that maybe Jacks this year.
6:38, Wisconsin's morning news. At 6:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News this Wednesday morning. You ever go see the fish at Discovery World on the lakefront?
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places.
Got the massive aquarium there that is part of that whole build out there. Look up one time when you're there, and you will see the name Ryman. It is the Ryman Aquarium. Roy Ryman passed away this week, 90 years old. Sad news, I think, for the community. For me personally, as Roy was a friend, and his friendship was truly a gift to me. He didn't have to be nice to me or even bother to know me, but we were neighbors in Greendale. Best known for his publishing company, Ryman Publications, which included the popular titles Taste of Home and Country. I always thought it was Country Living. I guess it was just Country magazine.
Okay. Yeah.
But like those were mainstays in millions of homes across the U.S. back in the day. And they were created in Greendale, Wisconsin. Roy's probably got to be Greendale's most famous resident, moved here in the 1970s and built the headquarters there and all of that. And then later had to, as Roy told me, had to build a visitor center. Because what happened is these magazines were so popular and they fell into such a niche that people became huge fans of the publication and started showing up in Greendale and like knocking on the door of the headquarters. Hey, we're here. This is where we wanted to see
pretty
where the magazine.
How about this?
And they would write about Greendale a lot, and they came to see it. Roy was like, I got nothing to show you. This is an office. I get this guy's on typing over here. So he created in downtown Greendale, and much of the village bears his footprint, this visitor center where people would go, and they would bring people in by busloads and they would do tours, and it just became a huge thing. His magazines also were known for having no ads. That was a big deal for him. And he said, we just believed that if we created good enough content and people would appreciate not having ads all over the place
no
and having
cologne ads.
Page through four different pages to get to the content, that they would pay to have our magazine. And since they sold millions of subscriptions, the model worked. Also, one thing that he told me, I love this about him. He said, you know, my hiring, I never hired anybody I didn't like. It could be somebody that was really talented or gifted. If I didn't feel like this is a person I want to be around and then other people in my company want to be around, I just didn't hire him. We found somebody else. I thought that was interesting. I've not seen arrangements for Roy's funeral. He was born in Iowa, has many ties and contributions to his alma mater, Iowa State, and spent time closer to his children, I believe, in California over the years. But certainly my condolences to Roy's amazing wife, Bobby, and their many children and grandchildren. Gifted businessman, fantastic writer, a visionary, and a kind and generous philanthropist, Roy Ryman, dead at the age of 90 years old. 6:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Okay, so there's good news and bad news as it pertains to your Milwaukee Brewers.
Bad news first?
Bad news. Well, they lost to the Phillies 5-1. Didn't help their situation as they're trying to get a higher seed in the postseason. So they're still the 3 seed right now. Got a little work to do there. The good news is the Chicago Cubs do what the Chicago Cubs do, and they also lost. They fell to the A's at Wrigley Field right at like the exact same time at the end of the Brewers game. So that means we have a new magic number. Pancake?
Uno más.
So, uno, what, okay.
Just one.
All right. All right, thank you. Thank translation. You.
So the magic number is one, and Lane Grindle tried to explain that to us, what it means.
Next win gets you the NL Central. Next Cubs loss gets you the NL Central.
So this is where it gets strange. So the Cubs play this afternoon. Wednesday afternoon game. They play the A's. If the Cubs lose to the A's, the Brewers will know whether or not they've clinched even before they start their game against Aaron Nola and the Phillies tonight. A game, by the way, that they'd really like to win.
Because the Cubs are a virtual irrelevancy
at this point. Yeah, they're not. Yeah, the magic number is one.
Right.
They're not going to go undefeated, and the Brewers are not going to lose every game until the end of the season.
Cubs play at 1:20 today.
Yeah, so it'll be over before the 6:40 start.
So
Brewers.
It's weird because you're wondering if the Cubs lose, do we take a sip of champagne before we go out and play?
And I guess it really doesn't matter what happens in the game, right? If you lose, they're still going to party. So you'll know, Brewers fans, at least you can budget your time appropriately. You'll know right away whether or not you should be at the stadium tonight.
To be part of the celebration.
Either way, I think you should go to the stadium tonight. But if the Cubs lose, and you know for sure there's going to be a party.
Guaranteed a party.
Yeah, it'll just be after the game.
I don't want to go in that way.
You'd rather the Cubs win?
I'd rather the Cubs win, and we have to win tonight. Because either way, we still have to win tonight, because I do not want to end up in that wild card round.
But what makes this even more unique is that you need to win because you're still trying to get that 2 seed, or who knows, maybe even the 1 seed, but you got a little bit of work to do. So the good news is that the magic number is 1, and of course that means, little Brewers
little buzz.
Little buzz. Here we go. Tonight could be the night.
The Packers' third-round draft pick and backup running back Marshawn Lloyd will miss at least 4 weeks. Team put him on injured reserve. He hurt his ankle in his NFL debut Sunday. Practice squad running back Chris Brooks will replace him on the active roster. Back to Lloyd for a minute. Showed a nice burst in 6 runs for 15 yards against the Colts. Staying positive, inspired by starting running back Josh Jacobs.
Something that I really liked that he said to me, like, who cares? Just do what you can do. No, accept adversity. Just get better.
Yeah, and he meant that at a care. Like, okay, who cares? This is what's in front of you now. Take care of that business, and hopefully he's back in 4 weeks. As for the running game, Going to be a much tougher defense than the Tennessee Titans this week. Only 2 weeks in, however, statistically, the Titans do bring the number 10 rushing defense, number one defense overall in the NFL. So you're not going to rack up 250 yards rushing on this team.
Probably not.
Packers and likely starter backup Malik Willis have a much tougher test ahead of them. Noon kickoff in Nashville.
Women's volleyball, Wisconsin defeats Marquette at the Kohl's Center 3-1.
The senior real estate specialists at Bruce's team help seniors and their families go from overwhelmed to, I can do this. Bruce Nemovitz, he's been a realtor in the Milwaukee area for more than 35 years. He and his team are passionate about helping seniors and families make a move from their lifelong homes. Bruce's team will be with you every step of the way, from the decision process to staging to selling and to moving. Get in touch with Bruce's team to get started today. 262-242-6177, 262-242-6177, or visit brucesteam.com. You can check out our home improvement showcase page as well at WTMJ.com to learn more. The owner of a building at Milwaukee's Near North Side, who put up a mural depicting a swastika intertwined with a Star of David to make a point about the war in Gaza, is vowing more messages will go up on buildings that he owns.
There's more murals to come that will be placed back here and also at other buildings that I have.
That's Ishan Atta, who said that the Milwaukee Common Council owes him an apology for having condemned the mural and asking him to take it down. Local Jews and plenty of others have characterized the messaging as hate speech. As we bring in former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant and host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth, Dr. Ken Harris. Ken, without regard for whether they should or shouldn't, and we can get into that, but can any authority in the city of Milwaukee, police or Department of Neighborhood Services, what have you, some other entity, force Atta to take the mural down, or is it a matter of constitutionally protected speech?
Not being an attorney, first of all, good morning.
Right.
Not being an attorney.
Do you need me to start every segment with good morning, Ken? I'd be glad to do that.
I just thought I'd harass you. It's kind of a gray area, right? So on one side, he has a right to put up whatever he wants. People don't like it, too bad. That's kind of that's me taking off political hat, put on libertarian hat.
Okay.
The flip side is if people start to stop, blow their horn, a crowd starts to rise up, then they might have the ability to sanction this guy in some way. But telling me I have to take a picture down off my property, I don't know if they can do that.
And it's a hard line, right? Because could you put up a pornographic scene?
Yes.
You could.
Well, think about it, right? Until what? Until a child sees it.
Okay.
And now you have a child viewing pornographic material. Right? So there's no bright line to say if you're on this side, you get constitutional rights, and if you're on that side, you don't. But technically, if you don't like the swastika, it's kind of like too bad.
We've talked about this before, Ken, at some point, too. Does this get more attention because of all the talk?
Because we cancel everything anyway. So.
Well, right. But the Common Council is now involved. The media is constantly showing this mural. It's been a story that we've been following here closely. So it's getting so much more attention now rather than if it were just sitting there and just people who happen to drive by maybe notice it if they're paying attention.
In my unlearned experience, if it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, the owner's going to win. And the owner's going to win because if I'm an atheist, every time I drive down the street and see the sign of a cross or a Jewish synagogue or a mosque, I can't tell them to take that sign down because
right.
I'm atheist.
Right.
And it offends me. And I'm deeply offended. And I think you should take it down because I don't like it. You can't. So why would you tell them to take down this picture? See, leave him alone. Don't show it. Nobody
right.
will know about
right.
it. But
right.
for some reason, we do the opposite, and now it'll probably get like a billion likes and a billion, you know, and it's just a waste of time.
Back to the legality issue, if it were shown as it is on the edge of creating a nuisance in the neighborhood, would that be a legal recourse then? If people were there and because of this it was citing other actions, you know, what about a disorderly conduct or something?
Nah.
You know, could you go down that road?
No, I don't think so, because you've got a guy who's on his own property. And it's and the building isn't sitting adjacent to the curb. It's a little bit back. Like, there's so many different things that if you don't like it, walk past it. Like, why is it an issue because now we're starting to tell people, well, I don't like that shirt you have on, so every time you walk past me, it bothers me, so I think you shouldn't wear it anymore.
So what's your reaction if he does what he promises to put up more, who knows how controversial they'll be, but more signage on all of his properties, and they all end up in the paper, all these pictures of each mural, or they all end up on the 10 o'clock news?
He did his job.
Right.
And you're giving him, right? You're, you know.
Giving it more oxygen?
You know the guy wants to start a fire. He's got fuel but no match. You keep giving him the match, it's going to blow up. And so all you have to do is leave him alone. But for some reason, I guess the journalists they build today aren't very sharp at that. Yes, I had to
present
take
company
about.
Included.
No, yes, yeah, I didn't say that.
We talked about it.
The council got involved with this, right. and we've talked about this.
Well, they can't do anything. What are you going to do?
Well, but that's still, if you have city leaders getting involved in it, that makes it more newsworthy, and where that's why a media entity would be covering it more.
If those same knuckleheads we call politicians got involved at NPS. We wouldn't be where we are either, but yet here we are. You don't bother with the school system, but you bother with a painting. Idiots.
Yeah, but what about the art car? Okay, out of time. 6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.